Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to Joy and Peace CDC. So glad all of you all have come on the line today. Today is our day for our women unified in Christ. We have an exciting topic today, and I want you to hit one on your keypad anytime you want to come on. I use my switchboard over here and bring you on. Tell somebody, tell them that the women unified in Christ is on today. We come on twice a month, the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday of the month. And usually if I miss, as I'm in, at the prison or something going on, but I try to be on much as possible. So today, before we start, let me have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do on this program, dear Heavenly Father. It's not about me. It's all about your people, dear Heavenly Father, and about you, dear Heavenly Father. Teach us your way. Show us which way you want us to go and what you want to say, because we are still in the service of the Lord. So we give you praise today, and we give you the glory today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is perseverance. You know, there are many events in our lives over which we have no control. However, we do have a choice, either to endure trying times and press on or to give up. You know, the secret of survival, whether or not we question God's presence or his ability to help it and to help us, is remember that our hope is in the fairness, goodness, and the justice of God. When we put our trust in the character of a God who cannot fail us, who will remain faithful, our trust produces the endurance that sees us through the tough stuff we all face in this life, women. So today we're going to be talking about perseverance. Forgive me, I had a burp come up. Perseverance. Meaning, don't quit, ladies. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Things seem like they're not going right, or everything, the kitchen sink done just caved in. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. You know, for several decades, I have found a poem that has hung on my refrigerator in my kitchen. And this is what it says. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seem all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, women, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when cares is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is cruel with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometime learns. And many a failure turn about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, ladies. Though the pace seems slow, you might succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seemed to a faint, faulty man. Often the struggles have given up when we might have captured the victory cup. And we learn too late when the night slipped down how close she was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the cloud of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight, women, when you hit the hardest. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. You know, we go through some things as women, from ministry to homes to jobs. Don't quit, ladies. Hang in there. You're right there at your breakthrough. When you quit and you look to the side, to the right, to the left, you say, wait a minute, why couldn't I hold on just a little while longer? We're talking about perseverance today. You know, we often face tasks that seem to have insurmountable odds, women. But if we make the most of whatever we have, the results are guaranteed to be beautiful. When you think about it, you don't want to give up. You don't want to quit. You know, we may seem said to ourselves to be of little use, dull and unresponsible, gifted with but a single strain. Yet if the instrument of our lives be wholly given up to him, he would use it to bring forth heavenly glory under the power and skill of his touch. You know, great works are performed not by strength, but by perseverance. We can't give up, ladies. I know sometimes you just throw up your hands. You don't know which way you're going. You say, if anything else happens, I don't know what's going to happen. That's why sometimes we have to take us a vacation. We take a not a step back, but we go forward and we say, well, let me continue on praying about this matter. I'm not going to give up. And sometimes it means beginning again. There are times when we are forced to do a laborious task and then do it all over again. But if we follow it through to the end, ladies, the results can be better than we ever expect, ladies. Following things, what I was sharing with you is don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. You know, we all have dreams of what we want to achieve during our lifetime. I'm not the only one. Every lady that have come on this line today have a dream, had dream. All your dreams have not been fulfilled yet, but few endure to the end to see their God-given dream. That lets you know, don't give up. If God spoke it, he's going to perform it to you, for you. You know, to achieve our dreams, we must first set a long-range goal and objective. For many, this is difficult because of vague ideas about what they might want to do. You know, sometimes without specific goals, nothing significant can happen. We as women have to have some goals. Sit down, write down the goals that you would like to attain, like the things that you want to see come to pass. Be persistent in it. You know, after we have set our objective, we must think about the specific steps we can take to reach this goal. You know, as we take each step, we are making a commitment to press on, not give up. The only thing that helps us at this stage is perseverance. Perseverance makes it possible for us to believe that we can accomplish whatever we set out to do. The word of God said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That includes you. You can do all things. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Just keep holding on. Keep pushing. Keep putting one foot forward, one foot forward. And as you move that foot forward, not backwards, but going forward, because you want to go forward in the future. It's nothing back in the back. God has showed you. It's a new day. We're doing new things. We're reading. We're learning new tasks, new way of saying things, doing things. And that's where God wants us at. Don't quit, ladies. If anybody would like to say anything, just hit 1 on your keypad, and I would love to hear what you have on this topic today. Women unified in Christ, perseverance in times like these. When sometimes, y'all, we have to press on. We can't give in. We can't throw in the towel. God is soon to crack the sky. He already walking among us. Those that's in the spiritual realm know when God is around them. You can sense it. You can feel it. He's talking to you if you're quiet enough to listen. He's in the scriptures. He's in the words you read if you haven't tore your pages out of your Bible. It's in there. So today, don't let bad memories or unfortunate incidents move in and dominate you. You won't get very far by looking in the rearview mirror. You must look ahead, you all. Persevere enable you to live in such a way that you can make good things happen. It's all to you. You know, don't provoke one another. There's, coming from Hebrews 10 and 24, there's often misunderstanding verses in the Bible. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work. The above verse that I read means that we are to arose and cite heathen. What a wonderful character quality to be able to awake and inspire others to live righteously and godly in this present world. We do not often think about how much failure is simply due to the lack of insanity or courage or less of spirit. When we lose heart in our project, there is no longer any vision to propel us toward our goal. So that means just because it didn't work out right then, just because it didn't turn out exactly like you wanted, don't give up. Go back and see. Say, well, wait a minute. I tried this step, and this step. Let me see in between 1 and 10, where did I make a mistake? What did I need to rectify? Push on. But for me to push on, I need to know if I made a mistake on this area where I can fix it and keep moving on. I'm not going to quit. You know, this is when we can become cheerleaders to our struggling friends. This is how we heathen and provoke others to good works. You know, we got to spur to be untiring. You know, when we remember that we are working for the reward of heaven and not for the praise of people, we are able to press on and persevere in the task ahead of us. Just think about, would somebody want to say something? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm fixing to bring a lady. Oh, somebody else want to say something. I'm going to bring both of them on. And okay, area code, last four is 0041. Go ahead and talk.
Praise the Lord, everyone. I am so happy to hear about perseverance, because in these last days and times, if we don't press on and have perseverance with our God, we'll get lost with the rest of the people in the shuffle. Perseverance is attached with patience. Patience is attached to faith. And we learn to walk by when we persevere through all of our troubles and tribulations. And that's why I'm so grateful for this program, that we can talk and just express our feelings about pressing on. If we have to learn as women to stick together in unity and to be able to help our male people along the way. There is so much in this perseverance that I can't say enough, that prayer changes things. Prayer makes things happen. And prayer is another way of waiting on God. Just because you pray today don't mean it's going to be answered tomorrow. But I know that my God never fails me. His promises have never fallen void. And for this, I just want to say, I thank you, God. And I thank my sisters that are on the line this afternoon. If you remember to call each other. Let's link together. Connect the dots. For we all are persevering in these last and evil days. God bless all of you.
Thank you, caller. We have another caller on area code. The last four numbers, 1895, you're on. Caller with 800, 1895, you're on. If you would like to say something, I see your hand up. Hallelujah. We're waiting on you, caller. The last four, your number is 1895. Hallelujah. Well, they went off. Okay. Oh, they back on. Would you see, let me put them back on. Okay, caller, with 1895, the last number, would you like to say something on this topic?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Hallelujah. Right, I'm excited to be on. I'm excited to be on because in these last days, we're going to need each other. And perseverance, I'm like, it requires determination because in this time, we're going to have to make sure we have a spirit of determination to do what's necessary because the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But, you know, the greatest thing is that our Lord comes to give us life and give us more abundantly. And I know you're talking about, you know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But in these last days, we're going to have to learn to seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. That means every day, each day, when things going on good and when things going on bad, we got to have to learn to seek the God for ourselves. Hallelujah. Because we know that we are here created for a purpose. Hallelujah. But according to 2 Chronicles chapter 15 and 7, but you take courage. Do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. So when we keep on pressing on and trust God and know that at the end, God is always going to be with us. He never leave us nor forsake us. So we have to learn to join together, pray each and every day, go into our scripture and know what the Lord said. Listen, as you said before, we have to learn to listen. Listen, go into your closet, go into your secret place and listen. Get instruction from the Lord because that's what's going to keep us in this time. I just bless the Lord for you today.
Oh, thank you so much, Carla. Thank you for coming on, and I thank you for what you said because that was going to be my next scripture, 2 Chronicles 15 and 7. It said, keep up the good work, and do not get discouraged, for you will be rewarded. My. If we have anybody else would like to say something on this broadcast, please just hit one on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God is good all the time. Okay, we have somebody with the last four numbers. It's 4284. Go right on, Carla.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Apostle, for having this message today because we are in a time of where we have to persevere. And when you said that, I went to my Bible and I was looking it up, and it says that perseverance means enduring hardship with patience.
Mm-hmm.
Patience. Because a lot of ministries have been birthed, but sometimes we lose patience to grow them. But then I went to the two scriptures that it gave me for that particular word, perseverance, in my Bible. And it goes to Revelation chapter 2, verses 10, and it says, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that ye may be tested, and that ye will have tribulation for 10 days, give you the crown of life. That's in Revelation. He tells us there that we are going to go through these things. But because we have the Lord on our side, that if we can just hold on, no matter what we go through on this earth, there is a reward for the suffering that we go through on this earth, for trying to take the word to the masses, to let them know that God is there for you. Just as he was here for me, my testimony says he was here for me during my suffering and brought me through. And you see me walking in this light of glory to my Father. He will do the same thing for you. And in that verse, it said 10 days. It lets you know there, too, that it ain't going to be for always. It's only going to be a little while, my daughter. So please be patient and hopeful and follow my commands that I have given unto you to do that which I have given unto you, chosen you, only you, as you're doing this today, Apostle, only you could do this. No other woman of God could do what you're doing today because it was not their assignment. So he has persevere in your assignment because whatever suffering, whatever trials and temptations you're going through at this time, be patient, my daughter, because when you finish doing all that I've commanded, there's a crown waiting for you.
Yes, yes. My. Thank you, Lord. Did we have anybody else want to come on and share anything before I move on? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Carla. Thank you. You know, when you think about how much this teaching is needed in a day of superficial and man-made methods to maintain good works in the place of flagging energies, how many dear people of God are fainting in their service because men are slow to approve or slightly applaud? Strong to inadequacy by the sense of ingratitude, we all need to turn often to these scriptures to never use or to renew service. You know, men require a sense of reward somehow, some way. We have it fully assured for him, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Beyond all that he may give us will be himself, anticipating the sight of his face. Then we need to see him now as the antidote to fatness and weariness, the fishing spruce to untiring service. That means, you all, we can't quit. Whatever assignment he give us, we have to go on and see it through. We got to keep on keeping on, as the children would say, because we know God is setting high and looking low. He see what we doing. He know what we should be doing. So we can't play around. Time is winding up, ladies. So we got to push forward. You got to keep moving forward, going forward. Not going back, but going forward, going forward. And some of my tag words today, I don't know, I know I mentioned some of them, but it's enduring. Tough stuff. Faithfulness. You know, we got to endure something. You know, we're quick women to say, oh, I can't do that. I can't go that. But God didn't give us women some strength to push on. And when we come up on the other side, you be saying, I don't know how I did that, but it was the strength of God, because you didn't give up. You didn't throw in the towel. And that tough stuff, we're going to go through some tough stuff, y'all. We're going to go some things going to make your hair cringe on your head. But don't give up. Keep pushing forward. You know, have courage for the great sorrow of life and patience for the small ones. And when you have labored, accomplished your daily task, go to sleep in peace. God is awoke. He's taking care of everything while we sleep. You know, we ought to have some gratitude every morning when you get up that you have something to do, which must be done. You know, we always write us, women, we write us, take us a pen and write us a to-do list. Today when God works with us, we want to do this, blah, blah, blah. We writing it down. And whether you like it or not, being forced to work and forced to do your best will breed in your temperance and self-control, diligence and strength of will, cheerfulness and content, and 100 virtues which the idol never knew. That means we're going to press on. We're going to have that faithfulness. We're not going to give in. No matter what somebody's saying to us negative, we're going to keep moving. You know, over in Isaiah 50 and verse 7, it says, because the Lord God helped me, I will not be dismayed. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint to do his will, and I know that I will triumph. You know, over in Galatians 6 and 9, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, y'all, we shall reap if we faint not. Due season. We in our due season, y'all. We can't give up. We can't throw in the towel. We going to endure, women. We going to go through some tough stuff. We got to be faithful while we going through. Keep on working for the master. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou dost preserve my life, that thou stretch out thy hand against the wrath of my enemy, and thy right hand delivered me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Thy steadfast love, O Lord, endure, that word, endure forever. Do not forsake the work of thy hand. That's coming from Psalms 138, verses 7 through 8. If anybody else would like to say something, just pop right on in, because I have you on my switchboard, and I can see all hands up. So feel free, if you want to say something, just start talking. And I'll close this alligator over here on this side so y'all can get out what God has given to you all. You know, when you feel defeated, too many of us let the little things in life defect us. But many outstanding figures in history have had to overcome obstacles before they became successful. Perhaps that is part of what made them so great. I'm going to give you a testimony, women, on persevering, pressing your way, not giving up. On last Saturday, a week ago today, I was in here so sick, couldn't walk, couldn't move, pains racking my body. I had the women of God come and took me to the hospital. And they saw, and they looked, and they started automatically working on me. And I'm afraid, I'm going to tell you, I'm a big baby, y'all. I'm afraid of needles. I don't like needles. And they said, well, I'm going to have to take some blood. And I said, okay, I'm turning my head like a little cheer and get their blood work better than me. But I'm just telling you a testimony on how I had to press on. I couldn't give up just because the pain was there. That was something I was going to have to go through. If you've never had a test, how you going to come out with a testimony? So you see, I had to have a test for me to come out today to tell you a testimony. I'm able to walk today real good. I don't feel those pains like I did a week ago. And I'm thanking God because I kept moving forward little by little. I didn't give up. I know I couldn't make big steps, but I made baby steps. And I'm showing you, God, you're going to be tried by the fire, you are, on all kind of issues. You're going to be tried. And as a woman of God, I know that things going to hit me left and right, side to side, top and bottom. But I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep persevering to the mark of a high calling. You know, I think about a businessman that once lived in America who inspired all of us. We've read it. Yet this man knew the meaning of defeat. His mother died when he was a child. And as a young man, he ran for the legislature of his state, but he was defeated. He entered business, but a worthless partner put him into bankruptcy. How many of us have went through different little things like that with people? He felt passionately in love with a girl, but she died. And I'm going to tell you how this story went. He served one term in Congress, but was defeated for re-election. He tried for another appointment to the United States Land Office, but failed to get it. He tried to be a lecturer, but he failed in that also. He ran for the United States Senate, but was defeated. He ran for vice president of the United States, but was defeated. And I know you say, who was that? I'm going to give you his name. I'm glad you asked. This was Abraham Lincoln. When you read the story of different people on how they could have given up with defeat, if one thing didn't work, they tried something else. And that's what we have to do, women. We have to try, and try again. You know, many parents have quoted this favorite old poem to their children. This lesson may be simple, but it's an important one to learn. 'Tis a lesson you should heed. Try again. You know, our parents have told us you fell down, you was trying to learn how to ride a bicycle. I'm using all this as an example. You fell a bunch of times, scraped up your knee, your hands, or whatever. But you didn't give up, did you? You got up on that bicycle and tried again. And just like with life, at first you don't succeed. Try again, women. Then your courage should appear, for if you will, preserve, you will conquer. Never fear. Try again. You know, once or twice, though, you should fail. Try again. Just think about where we are now, women. If we were to give up every time something came up, we wouldn't be at the stage we're at right now in ministry, on jobs, with families. Just think about it. If you were to give up just because it didn't fall through, just because they didn't vote for you, that might not have been fortunate for you, but you tried something else. That's why I say try again. You know, if you would like would at last prevail, try again. If we strive, 'tis no disgrace. Though we do not win the race, what should you do in this case? Try again. Time will bring you your reward. Try again. All that other folks can do, why with patience should not you? Only keep this rule in view. Try again. So women, we can't give up. It may not have worked out the first time like we thought. No, your sermon may not have been what you thought. The sermon you've been praying, I'm using that example. The sermon you've been going through, you know it almost blow by blow. But God will get you up in front of the congregation and change that sermon. And you standing there, but you know, he will give you the direction to go in. That means that's some tough stuff you're going to go through. You're going to endure. You're going to show faith in it. If somebody sitting in that audience need to come to Christ that day. So that means what you was going to say, you thought it was good, but God had already perceived it's something that I'm sending that you're going to have to do a turnaround. I want you to try again. Don't give up. And if anybody would like to say something while getting a drink of water, feel free. Just go ahead and talk. I already have you up on my switchboard. Area code 0041, area code 1895, the last four numbers, I mean, and the 4248. If y'all would like to say something, feel free at this time. I know the last four numbers, 1895. I know she has something to say, 800. 1895. I know she has something she want to say. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Don't be scared. This is a woman broadcast. Feel free to just tell me what Jesus is saying to you right now.
All I can say, you know, Apostle, God is great. And,
yeah.
And I listen to, you know, and, you know, this is how the devil gets, you know, he's really crafty. And, you know, he come to destroy us in a different ways that a lot of times we don't even realize it. Because there's so much stuff going on in the world today. And if you look, you know, even the news that's happening right now, the devil come to just use people who he can use to just let us lose our focus and what our really purpose is. Because, you know, when we get caught up in the world system and everything that's going on,
mm-hmm.
we have to realize that, hey, it's not our battle. We can pray and let God do what God's going to do. But when we take up all these things in our mind and it affects us spiritually, mentally, and physically, it's because we're trying to do what God's supposed to do. So we have to let go and let God. And sometimes it seems like, hey, you know, we don't care. But we care enough where we can pray to God and trust and believe that God's going to work it out. And anything that happened right now, God allow it for a reason. It might not be a reason that we see right now, we understand. But we know our ways and God's ways not the same, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to realize, you know what, ask God in a time like, Lord, teach me your way, that I may walk in your truth. And if,
yeah.
and end up with it, say, untie my heart to fear your name.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times our heart is all mixed up and, you know, all the things that's in our heart, we got to have to realize each and every day, Lord, search my heart, Lord. Purify it. Understand the motive behind it. Because the word of God is out of abundance, if a man's heart does he speak. And therefore,
mm-hmm.
everything that comes from our heart, sometimes, you know, people use this thing, you know, I have too much alcohol or I have too much that, so whatever I speak is not true. It's in your heart. You just don't realize what's in your heart because the word of God tells us we don't ignore our own heart. Mm-hmm. And we have to realize that according to, you know, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25, it said, let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. So therefore, it tells me I need to focus on Christ Jesus. I need, mm-hmm. whatever I do, I'm going to let my light shine among men. Whatever I do, I'm not going to get caught up, because what if I tell me, I can't be of the world and be of God at the same time. I have to choose. I can love the world and love God at the same time.
Amen.
We have to choose, and that's the problem that we're facing today. We get caught up with everything that's going on, the shooting, the killing, the kidnapping, everything we get caught up, it hurts. But we have to realize that, you know, all these things that we pile up, because we're still human, all these things that we pile up, it affects us in a way that we cannot walk in our calling as how we're supposed to. We cannot give God our best. We cannot give our family the best, because it's so much going on right now. But
mm-hmm.
we got to have to break. Happen. Pray to God. But in the midst that we're pressing, I'm praying, I have that determination, you know, perseverance, and we have to realize, you know what, I'm still giving it to God, because God is still able. No matter what's
yes,
going on,
is.
God is still good God. No matter how we feel, I'm still going to trust God. No matter what I go through, I'm still going to hold on to God unchanging hand. I know that he promised, even though we go through this time, the valley of the shadow of death, he told us, fear no evil.
Yes.
That's his word. And a lot of times we quote the scripture so much, we say, oh, we believe in the word, but are we really believing the word of God?
Oh,
why would the word tell us that fear no evil, even though we go to the valley of the shadow of death? The Lord
mm-hmm.
says, fear no evil.
Yes.
All these evil things that's going on, right? The Lord says, fear not, because I'm with you always. I will
that's
never
right.
leave you. I will never forsake you. No matter what it is, I got to have to focus on Christ Jesus. I got to have to focus on him. I hold on. I just say press. I'm going to press every day. You press
mm-hmm.
up on your bed. You press going on, because the way things going on right now, if you don't press or hold on to God's hand, Bible tells us tomorrow, not even promising to anyone. But I'm going to trust
uh-huh.
God to bring me to. I'm going to trust God to whatever purpose that he has for me, I'm going to fulfill it. Whatever he wants me to do, I'm a willing vessel. Because when that day comes, I need the Lord to say, well done, my child. Well done.
Yes, yes.
But are we really ready? Are we ready? Every time, oh, Lord, her plan come. Our job done? What are
yes,
we doing?
Yes.
How are we holding up each other? How are we praying for each other? Most of the time
mm-hmm.
when I don't pray about myself, because I trust God. I'm going to intervene for those who can't intervene for themselves. I'm going to intervene for people who don't even realize that, hey, I'm praying for you. Even though situation might not seem like it's going on good, but I'm going to hold that up for you. I'm going to pray for your sister. I'm going to pray for your brother. I'm going to pray for you.
Yes, yes.
And when I pray, I'm going to mean what I say. I say, Lord, even though right now it seems like the waves is just going toss to and fro, back and forth, but Lord, I trust you, God, because I know that in God, you're going to come through. It might not be on my timing, but on your timing, because your timing is always perfect.
Yes, yes.
You know what? Sometimes we find ourselves, oh, it's so much going on. I'm going to throw in the towel. Oh, it's so much going on. I'm going to give up. Why are you giving up?
Uh-huh. That's right.
Why are you giving up with all things going on? The Bible says, I never give you a spirit of fear. I give you power. What are you doing with power? I gave you a sound mind. I'm in your right mind. So therefore, you can't think your way. You know how to get to a certain situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord says, I gave you love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God gave you his love. His agape love. His unconditional love. Nothing that you do, but I'm still going to love you. I still need the best for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because Lamentations
Amen.
Chapter 3, verse 22, 24, it says, the steadfast love of God never ceases. He said his mercy never comes to an end. He said they are new every morning. Great
every
is
morning.
Your faithfulness.
Yes.
He said, the Lord is my portion, say my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. In a time like this, are we hoping in the Lord? Because the word of God said, there's nothing that will be impossible for God. So that
yes.
tells me God has everything in his hand. He know all we have to do is just trust God and believe that whatever he words say he's going to do, he's going to do it. But
yes,
the problem
yes.
is with our believers, the saints nowadays, we give up too quick.
That's right.
We're going to have to go through
yes.
the fire. When
mm-hmm.
you come out to the three Hebrews, boy, they go through it. But at the end of the day, they hold on to God. And because they hold on to God, they when they come out, they didn't burn. They only simmer like smoke. That's their testimony. Hey, I'm smelling like smoke, but I did not burn because I know what God I serve. I know who God I serve, whose God I serve. I serve the one living true God, and that's Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The one that come and died for us. The one that come take up all the sin that never sinned. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why are we fear? Why are we scared?
Yes, yes.
We got to have to know how to pray the word of God and mean it.
Amen.
We're going to make sure that we have that faith that I'm going to believe God for the impossible. I said, Lord, I don't see my way through. Lord, I don't see what's going on, but I trust you. I'm looking at you. For the world, I'm not even looking at the world right now. I'm going to focus on God. I said, Lord, when I focus on you, I know you're going to make all things work together for the good for those who call according to your purpose. I love you, God. I know all this weapon and everything's going to fall. But, Lord, I'm going to press God. I'm going to press God. All the dart is coming. All the bullet is coming. All everything is coming, but I'm gonna focus on you, God, because when I focus on you and I'm in your presence, the devil can't touch me.
Mm-hmm.
In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness thereof. There's fullness of joy. There's fullness of everything that we need to survive this earth.
Mm-hmm.
But the devil comes to distract us based on everything that's going on, especially with mothers nowadays, because when all these things happen to all these children out there and stuff like that, it hurt us to a core of being because we are mothers.
Mm-hmm.
But Lord, I'm going to put all everything in your hand, God. And I said, Lord,
let
your will be done, God.
Yes.
I said, Lord, let my will and my desire line up within your will, God.
Thank you.
So no matter
what
happens, I'm still in your will.
Thank
I just want to bless
Thank
the Lord
you.
Today. He is great and he is awesome.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else want to say something? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, guests that came on. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I do want to say something on this perseverance subject. You know, we are children of God as believers. We are to show the world who God is. And when we show the world that we can persevere, have patience, and endure through all the trials and tribulations that we go through. You said often, I heard you even say it today, that a lot of women start in ministry and they stop because of the walls that they come up against. Because of women of God, and when we are working in the visions that God has given us, the world will not always accept us. But if God has given us that mission to do, then we are to stay and persevere. Be patient. Take all that is put up against us because we have a Father who's also fighting our battles. And whatever we do, we let the world see who God is. We let the world see that we can stand against all adversities. And when we falter and fail, the devil gets a victory. So we have to persevere in whatever the vision God has given us to do. We must persevere. We must be patient because we have one thing for us. Once we did all this perseverance and standing for the Lord, we know that we are going to have the gift of eternal life. Long as we persevere, we know we are persevering because our reward will be the everlasting eternal life with God. We cannot let the world see us falter. They must see a strong front of God's people, especially his women with all that we go through. If the world don't see him through us doing persevering as he persevered, knowing where he was going to end up at, but he never gave up.
Amen.
So we can't give up either. We have to be vigilant. We have to
Amen.
Be
well, we have another caller calling in. Caller, I have you on the switchboard, 1591. Go right ahead.
Praise God. God is such a good God coming from Maryland. Over here at Natuck. I thank God, hallelujah, for all the callers. Pastor Marie, I thank God for what you said. We got to persevere. Not only do we persevere, because, you know, we gonna like you said, we gonna have to go through. As believers, we going to have to go through. And we cannot give up the easy. Like, someone has sent me something, and they made I mean, zucchini bread for me and everything. And then they come to find out somebody stole my package. But you know what? You're going to pray for the one that stole the package, and I'm not going to give up. Because I'm going to still pray for the individual that did that, and I'm going to pray for the unsaved, because guess what? Our people and the young people are dying every day. We cannot afford to give up. We cannot afford to throw in the towel. We've been made dope for a night for joy coming in the morning. And he said, praise God. So I thank God, hallelujah, for all the callers, because we cannot give up, y'all. I was out today, and there were some people doing outreach for their church. We got to continue doing outreach. We got to go and give out the flyers, praise God. Do evangelism like we used to do years ago. Don't let this virus scare you, praise God. But see, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And 1,000 may fall and 10,000, but nothing shall come near thee. So I believe, God, that we, no matter what we're going through, we got to still persevere. No matter what we're going through, we have to still be on the battlefield. I've been running a long time, good God of mine, and I'm not tired yet.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we're going to have to go through, saints. We're going to have to go through.
Amen.
We're going to have some boo-boos.
Did we have anybody else would like to say something on this topic before I go any further? Because I want to hear from everybody on here that want to speak.
Would like to add, amen. I just would like to add that I remind the ladies that we are a chosen generation.
Come on now, say that.
A holy nation. We are peculiar people. That you should always praise God. Because, you know, we walk in his marvelous light. And we need to stick together even the more now. And I was looking at 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, where it talks about love. Love is unconditional, y'all. No matter what goes on in our lives, if we can just show love to one another. Love. That's the key to it all. Because, see, love will cause us to forget when someone hurts you and still stretch out like Jesus did for us and tell them, come on, you can make it. We got to tell the sisters, you can make it. Mothers that are bereaving that lost their children, lost husbands, and death has been all around them. I always say, but hold on to Jesus, because he has the answer for all things. Amen.
Did we have anybody else was saying something before I come back on? Because I love to hear from the ladies.
I just want to add something, too. This morning I was studying about what Jesus did after he was resurrected. And I was in Hebrews chapter 12, and verse 3 reads, For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul. That's who we learn how to persevere from. We learn how to persevere through Christ, how he persevered through all that he went through. Now, his word tells us, shows us how to go forth in our perseverance and our suffering. It's because suffering and perseverance is our ground to mature us. That's what makes us more mature Christians. As we persevere through all the trials and tribulations we go through, as Jesus did, as I said before, because we do all this because we know we'll have eternal life. Revelation talks about the different churches, and Philippi is the church that stood. They persevered. They followed the command. They let nothing stop them from showing the world who God was. So as women of God, we have to stand strong, just like Jesus stood strong in these trials and tribulations, the things that are going on in this world. We have to be the ones that the light shines that says we stand strong no matter. As the song says, we fall down, but we get up in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen. You know, the word of God says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and overburden, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your soul. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart. And you will find rest, relief, ease, refreshment, and recreation, and blessed quiet for your soul. For my yoke is wholesome, meaning useful and good. Not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. And my burden is light and easy to be borne. You'll find that in Matthew's 11th chapter, 28 to the 30th verse. So we're talking about, and the other one in Psalms 37 and 5 say, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him to help you do it, and he will. Perseverance. You know, we have to press on, women. We can't give up. We can't throw in the towel. We know things don't go like they should go. We feel every day. But those are some tests we're going to have to go through and pass. And when we pass those tests, and it comes time to testify to somebody else going through, you say, girl, let me tell you, I went through that a year ago, 6 months ago. Let me tell you what I did. You can do it. Don't throw in the towel. You say you can't do it. You go, uh-uh, don't quit. Uh-uh. Your blessing is right on the other side of that test. So you want the blessing or you don't want the blessing. It's up to you. So we're going to press on. We ain't going to quit. We ain't going to throw in the towel. We ain't going to throw in our hand and say, forget it. Mm-mm. A lot of us on this line today, if we were to listen to people, we wouldn't be where we at today. But we pressed on.
Amen.
We didn't give up. When somebody talked negative to us, we didn't let that get to us. We didn't throw daggers at us, in our heart, in our back. We didn't give up. We knew what God said. And when you know what God done told you, that's what you stand on, women. Stand on the word of God no matter what.
Amen.
You and God have a conversation. You and God is bosom buddies. Y'all know what's going on, you and God. But that other fella don't know what's going on. They're just talking out of their head, as they say. So, women, today, this has been a wonderful broadcast on perseverance. And I hope everyone that came on today got something for what somebody else had offered up on their take on perseverance. And I am so glad of each one of you all that came on. If anyone else would like to say something, feel free. Let me see. I'm looking at my switchboard to see if anybody else would like to come on and say something. We got 60 seconds left. I was doing an hour today. But I want to thank everyone that came on this broadcast. Stay tuned for the fourth Saturday in this month. We'll be back on with another exciting topic for the women that will help all of us in some way or another. And when God, I will put it on. Let me see. I have somebody want to talk. Wait a minute. Hold on. Area, last phone number 6770, you're not on?
Thank God. Overseer, I've enjoyed the message today. It was very good. And I was just thinking about a scripture, and that's how he was able to persevere. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And let us keep having that everlasting life and keep loving, and we will persevere. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. Thank you, caller. Yes. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else would like to say something? Well, we give God praise for everyone that came on to line today. We come on twice a month, the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday. And normally I'm on, unless I'm really got something pressing and I have to cancel it until 4 to 5. I try to keep my schedule 3 to 4. Sometimes I may go to the prison, but I try to let them know I have to go in the morning early so I can be back for my broadcast. with the women, because I like sharing with the women. I like to hear what the women have to say, because I don't have it all, you all. I come on true enough with Women Unified in Christ. But I love to hear what others are thinking, what God is telling other women that can help me. I might be going through something that y'all not even aware of. And when y'all go to talking, God opened the door right then for me to hear how he brought you out and how you went through this thing. And that's a helping me. And we are helpers one to another. We never get so big, as old folks say, and I'm old now myself for our britches, that we can't get some understanding from somebody else or some wisdom.
Thank you, Lord.
Give God praise today, and I thank everyone. Would one of the ladies like to close us off today in prayer?
Holy hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Heavenly Father,
we just thank you.
No, go for it.
Father, we just thank you for all that has been said today, that it would be an enhancement for every woman on this line. And God, we're asking that you shut down every portal that the enemy has opened up over us. And Lord, we're asking that you open up portals of endurance and patience and love for one another. Oh God, we thank you for this day. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will all still rejoice and be glad in it. And God bless every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
And until the fourth Saturday, you ladies be blessed. And any lady that's on the line would like to talk on a topic, feel free to call me or text me. I would love to have y'all bring everything on, and you can do the talking while I do the listening. How about that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I want y'all to have a blessed resurrection tomorrow. We as saints don't say Easter, it's resurrection.
Amen.
So y'all have today is Sabbath, and tomorrow is resurrection. God is already rose. We don't have to put him in the tomb and pull him back up. He's already walking among us. So we want to give God the praise today. And you all have a blessed, blessed resurrection Sunday. Don't eat too much. And so you'll be all where you won't be able to move around. But so we just say thank you for coming on and sharing with other women. We're going to have other women coming on across the country. So feel free. Don't sit down. If God give you something to say from the word of God on the scriptures or the titles we have, feel free. Just hit one on your keypad, and I will bring you in on my switchboard that y'all can talk. And I give God the praise today and the glory. And you know my little cliche, it's not in the Bible, but my little cliche for 15 years is, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed, a wonderful afternoon. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye.
God bless you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.